Welcome to the Jointery Podcast, a podcast where we study the lives of two dads trying to find the balance between the families, hobbies, and work. This week on the Jointery, we discover
it is like 10 a.m. here, like 11 o'clock. It's a little early for this kind of conversation.
Let's search for the meaning of life as it had never been witnessed before. The Jointery Podcast.
How I can make this on the CNC. This is a side profile.
Can you...
Here's the side profile, and then, like... Where's the fucking other one? Oh, man. Where's this thing at? Like, this thing is fucking ridiculous, bro. Like, are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah. That's a lot of... That's a lot of angles and curves and.
Yeah, and I was like, okay. And the one I designed is cool, but it is nowhere like what he had. Like, I'll send you a picture of it. It's like.
You sent me two. I can see.
Well, no, I was going to send you the one that. Wait, you don't want to see any more pictures?
Oh, no. I didn't know if they went through. Yeah, I got the two that you sent. You meant you were going to send me another one of yours?
Yeah, I was sending the one that I designed.
Got it.
Because he sent me the top down version of it.
Yeah.
Right.
And that looks pretty close. I mean, you're just missing
but it doesn't have that curve part to it.
That middle section. That exactly. No, I get it. And you're close.
I'm very close. Like if you look at the top down, they're identical. But
yeah,
the other shit, I'm like, ugh. So I'm
isn't it
trying to carve it today?
Wouldn't it? Could you do it in two? Believe me, dude, I have no idea. Could you design it in two pieces that like do the handle part as one curve like this, and then do the other piece as a curve, and then put them together? Would that make it easier on you? Like
It's the modeling part. It's the modeling part because like the way it like scoops down, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the way it scoops down, I'm just like, I don't know how to fucking do that. I had a hard enough time designing the one I did, and that was like, I was talking to someone else about it, and like the guy asked me, he's like, well, how much do you want to charge for that, right? And like in my head, I'm like, well, like I don't ever sell shit, right? Like I never sell anything, so I never have any idea what to sell it for, and usually when I put it out there, it's way too much. I go for as much money as I think somebody would be willing to pay. Right.
Yeah.
I don't want to make it anyways. I want them to say no. Right.
Yeah. It's your fuck you money bid. Yeah. Whatever you want to say. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't fucking care. Yeah. If you want to find somebody affordable, go find somebody affordable. Like if you want to go with me, you have to deal with the talent of myself. Right.
Talent? Is that what we're labeling it?
I'm an influencer. You're going to buy shit from an influencer? It's going to be expensive.
Dude, I just
I'm thinking about it, like, well, I spent like 2 hours modeling that fucking thing because I couldn't figure out how to get the swoop part of it like the way I did.
Yeah,
I finally kind of figured it out, but it's still weird. And I spent 2 hours at like I'm an okay like modeler. So like let's say I go with $75 an hour on that. And then it's going to take me another hour to mill the wood. I need to mill a piece of wood that's 4 inches by 12 inches by 0.6 inches, And then there's the material cost. So like the model milling the wood, let's say woodwork is like $40 an hour, right? And then the wood's probably like $20. So I'm like, there's like 60. And then I got to CNC it, right? And the CNC time is like 150 an hour. Right. So like my CNC time, let's say it takes a half hour to make. So that's another 75. So I'm like, that's two plus. I'm like, that's like $315 for a spatula. Does that sound reasonable?
That sounds like you're short too money because you were at 150 just with the design time. So and then 150 for the CNC time or 100 for the this is like a $500 spatula when it all comes down to it.
People hit me up all the time about fucking making shit. And I'm always like, well, if it's interesting and I think it's challenging and I'll learn something, like, I might want to try that out. Like, I'll take your idea. Cool. Like this bachelor, I don't know what I thought about it. I see Jeff from Two Moose with his fucking amazing hair. You know, it's like sexy model in front of his CNC making fucking spoons and shit. And I'm like, well, if Jeff could do it, I could do it. You know, which is not true. And so I'm like, you know, like maybe this is my, you know, I'll try this out. You know, and
Did you call Bryce like I told you to?
No, of course I didn't call him. Of course you didn't call Bryce. Too smart for me. I like to deal with these lowbrow makers. You know, average intelligence, really good looks. That's what I prefer. You know, Bryce is like way too good looking, you know, and way too smart for me to like, it's way too intimidating.
You know? He's got the whole package going. So I understand that. Yeah. It is intimidating. And
plus he's like, you know, the waffle beaver, right? Yeah. You know, and to me, like a waffle iron is like a waffle press, right? So yeah. He's like, his account name is Poundin' Beaver, right? Is the way I look at it. And you look at him, he's fucking yoked out, man. Like steroids, ask him how he does it, you know? Sure. So like, yeah, I don't need that kind of intimidation in my life.
Yeah. Bryce, the first time he showed up to my house and he got out of the car, I was like, damn, bro. You actually take care of yourself. Through that
experience.
You actually take care of yourself.
Like he's probably like his body's a temple or some bullshit like that.
I'm yeah,
like,
one of the he's one you know, of those
he's out guys. There saving the environment. Like I'm not good enough for Bryce.
No.
You know.
Yeah, he's a hell of a modeler, though. You could get him to help you with that modeling. He's a model and a modeler. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just on Clubhouse this morning.
Clubhouse still a thing.
While I was waiting for you, bro.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I haven't laughed so hard in a long time. It was pretty funny. It was me, Jeffrey, Jay Henson, whatever. Jay.
Oh,
Jeffrey,
yeah.
You know, Jeffrey.
Mr. Laser Shrimp.
Yeah, with the voice, the man with the voice.
Yep.
And then it was Dre. And then it was me, and then it was Jeff from Green Street.
Oh, Jesus.
And, dude, they were talking about I came in the middle of the conversation, but they were talking about this new product Jeff found. He saw an Instagram ad on it, and he fucking was talking about it. Have you heard of the Baldo?
Go on. No.
Oh my gosh, bro.
I'm either thinking it's going in one of two directions, but I'm curious to hear which way you say it's gonna go.
I need to look. I think you should Google it.
Dude, I don't need to fuck up my algorithm. No, just tell me what it is. My algorithm's already fucked. I get served ads for some really weird, uncomfortable shit. I forget to go into incognito mode all the time.
Where would it be? Oh, here it is. It's still on my search.
This is why you're going to get served those ads, bro.
This is hilarious. Okay, so.
Like those ads are like, are you lonely at night?
I'm sending this to you.
Oh, fuck. Is this a screenshot or some shit?
No, you gotta be brave enough to click the link, bro.
Dude, I don't fucking want to click any fucking sketchy-ass links, man. What the fuck is that? It looks like a bullet with a fucking hole in the middle.
Yeah, it does. Do yourself a favor.
What does that do? I haven't clicked a link. I just see the picture.
Can you scroll to the side? Because will it let you scroll the pictures?
No. Hold on. I gotta open up some
income. Okay, I'll take a screenshot.
No, it's fine. I got my private browser. I'm not. Whoa, bro. What the fuck? What the fuck? Why?
How aggressive
is... How did you get your balls in there?
How aggressive is that, first off? Second off, we're trying to think of uses, and how do you go about even... I don't know, but... The Baldo.
Your gateway to your first ball sex experience. And your first ballgasm. What the fuck is a ballgasm? I've been doing sex wrong. The Baldo set comes with a Baldo and a two-spacer ring to ensure that you need to start having fun. The Baldo is made from pithate-free silicone and a super stretchy ring to make sure putting the Baldo on an office as easy as putting on your underwear. Oh my God. Did you see the animation? Like below the pictures where like they got the rings and shit.
Yes.
Whoa. Oh, and they're showing you how to put it on. Yeah, oh, sure. Dude. And then like put aftershave on your balls. And then they got some fucking animated video. Join the Baldo Sex Revolution. There's a 5-minute fucking Vimeo video in here. Dude, this thing is $80.
Yeah, bro. We could cut the market. We could go. You could probably 3D print this with some flexible PLA. And we could.
The TPU, yeah. The TPU. A new era in sex has arrived, and we've created the world's first ever sex toy that will allow you to penetrate your partner with your balls and unleash the pleasure that you've never experienced before. The ball sex revolution. Dude, like. How do you fuck somebody with your balls?
I don't know, bro. But
dude, I think I'm a pretty open-minded guy, but Jesus Christ. I want to see if there's like reviews on this thing.
I was thinking to myself, like, what are the applications for this? Is it meant for the same time application?
Oh, they got a vibrating version of it, dude.
Oh, I'm sure they do. I'm sure there's a glow-in-the-dark version.
Oh, it's like a balls dildo.
Yeah,
that's Baldo. What they mean by Baldo.
Yeah.
They got a lot of video on this thing. They got feedback and made different things. Oh, my God.
I'm curious what other products Baldo has put out.
Well, right now it's the Baldo and the Vibildo.
The Vibildo?
Yeah, they got a press kit. What is this press kit?
Oh, this is a real deal, bro. Sex Cells
Season 2. Dude, yeah. Girly Juice Baldo Review. My first time and my partner and I used Baldo together, they came literally the moment their balls slid inside me. That's not exaggeration. Dear fucking Lord, that's so aggressive.
Oh my God, bro. We were talking.
They've won awards, bro. They've won 1, 2, 3 awards for this product.
Of course they have, bro. This is revolutionary. This is. I mean,
dude,
come on.
I wish I had neighbors like this. Oh, dude, here's some testimonials. You want this?
Of course here. I do. Why do you think I brought this to you? I told Jeff, I'm like, bro, thanks for the content for the podcast this morning. He's all right. Oh, as long as you give me credit, I don't care. So thanks, Jeff.
Yeah. Green Street. If you guys want to know all about the Baldo, talk to Jeff from Green Street Joinery. Like, that guy knows all about Baldos. Oh, wait, here we go. I just want to tell you guys how revolutionary. I mean, people are fucking each other with their balls, dude. I just want to tell you how revolutionary
the world is. A great place, bro. All right, go on.
I mean, like, you know how high you got to be sitting around and be like, man, I would love to fuck you with my balls, right? How would we do that? And then some fucking guy was like, I can figure this out. And he did. And he's fucking getting a lot of fucking publicity and credit for this shit. Like, he's a revolutionary. I mean, like a whole new kind of sex, dude. All right. How many? Oh, my God. There's like three testimonials here. Here's the testimonials.
All right, here we go.
I'm just going to tell you guys how revolutionary the Baldo is for treating my chronic impotence in small member. I hope the Baldo is able to pull and stretch America's divorce rate back from the edge of climax. That is from Pop B.
See, that's the other side of it. Like, we were laughing and laughing and laughing and joking and thought it was hilarious. But then, like, all of a sudden, I was like, I wonder what the real application of this is. And I was like, and it kind of brought the mood down to think, oh, it's probably for, you know, things
this
like that.
This is not at all. When you said Baldo, okay, my head was like, I'm like, okay, probably it's like maybe some, like, shaving your head thing to make you balder, right? Like Baldo, you know.
and then
I thought, because I've seen some ads for fucking head shavers, but I didn't pay enough attention to even see what the product is. And then my other thought was, I was like, or maybe it's something to shave your balls. All right, testimonial 2. So much fun with 3 exclamation points! Furball and pig. That's the name of the person who wrote the review.
Furball and pig.
Yeah, and then the third review, which the guy has a great name. I'm 100% telling everyone I know about the Baldo, which can you imagine? Okay. Wait, let me read the rest of this first. Tried it out last night. 11 out of 10. Thank you so much. My wife isn't really into toys, but she really enjoyed the Baldo. And that was from Young Nugs with a Z. Like,
I bet she did. Holy moly.
Dude, like, I mean, like, can you imagine, like going over to, like, Dave Miller's house? And he's like, bro, and if Dave Miller was actually fucking Yug Nugs, right? And Dave's like, yo, man, I 100% got to tell you about this fucking shit, you know, Jen and I were playing with last night. Dude, like, fucking holy shit. Like, I don't know how you look him in the eye with the same kind of feelings you have before knowing that. Like that changes shit. That changes your relationship. Like, that type of... Like, you guys don't talk about, like, sex with... Like,
no.
Like,
no. You don't know, talk... Like, that's the funny part. That is funny because people think, like, oh, you hear that all the time. Oh, guys are all talking... None of my friends and I are sitting around talking about sex or talking about how we're banging our wives or anything. Like, we're not talking about that. That's not the case. But
I mean, my peak of, like, being out there being single, I think, like, maybe a guy would be like, hey, did you hook up with so-and-so last night?
Yeah.
Like, yes. And they'd be like, how was it? Like, it was great. Like, you know, like, awesome. That's all I need to know. Like,
dude, man, if I had an extra $80 laying around, bro, Christmas would be writing itself for you, bro.
Dude, I mean, so I'm one of you assholes. I get sent all kinds of, like, I know my address is out there too much because I keep getting fucking random fucking packages from people, you know, and I'm just like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck is this? I need a P. Dude, any more of this shit comes to my fucking house, I'm going to need a P.O. box, bro.
Honestly,
releases.
There might be a little bit out of the price point of our patrons sending them to you, but maybe not. I hope we have some dedicated patrons out there.
This is mentally exhausting.
And this is not definitely not the reason I brought this up, for somebody to send you
one. Baldo scores first X-Biz award, the Cosmopolitan Review, right?
Oh, yeah.
Baldo, the world's first dildo that Bola utilizes the testicles to enjoy a new kind of penetrative sex, ball sex, is celebrating a slew of exciting professional triumphs one year from the Naggers Inc. brand's official debut. Dude, that's the name of the company? Is Naggers? NADGERZ? Jesus Christ.
Naggers.
Dude, I should sign fucking... I got Dave Miller's email. I can sign him up for their email list.
Have you seen the packaging yet? Have you scrolled far enough to see the packaging?
I mean, I'm... where'd you see the packaging? Is this Shop All?
No, when I'm on... I'm just on the main thing. You just scroll over and you can see the packaging. Your second penis.
They got anal toys. Holy shit. The Baldo merch. Oh, let's see what kind of merch they got.
Your second penis that never goes soft. Have your
orgasm. Dude, look at they got this fucking Chuck the Balls Chucky sack. Look at this thing. Wait, hold on. How do I do this where you can see it on my... Eric, can you see that? Yeah. The Chucky sack.
The Chucky.
Dude, and they got it hanging from the back of your car or your mirror in your car. It's a testicle with two thumbs up. Like, holy shit. You get that on hats. They got it on water bottles. They definitely found Printful.
The ball, though.
I am completely... I got a whole... holy shit. Dude, they got a fucking toy on here that I don't even want to say out loud what it is. They got a sex machine called the Unicorn, and it looks like fucking you could sit on a fucking thing. Oh my God. Jesus Christ. Ben, this is like 10 a.m. here, like 11 o'clock. The fuck, man? This is a little early for this kind of conversation. Oh, dude. They got a frequently asked. Oh my God. They got an FAQ section.
You're welcome, guys.
Dude, holy shit. They got frequently asked questions, dude. I mean, did you know that the male scrotal sac has virtually the same amount of nerve endings as the woman's vulva? Oh my God. Dear fucking Lord, how does it work? What are the space rings? Will it fit my balls? Oh my God, dude. I can't even read this. This is why, look, good. Thank God our Patreon is adult themed, right? Because, like, we're safe on this. We could talk about this shit all day long, but Yeah. They're different sizes. No. The reason being is that we made it the ball no larger for guys with extra large balls, and the pattern holes will also. My mom listens to this fucking podcast. I realize this as I'm describing this.
Sorry.
What is a ballgasm? Is a ballgasm? Is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 paragraphs long describing what a ballgasm is. Oh my God.
You know what, man?
If you have erectile dysfunction.
I thought about not bringing this up, but then I thought that's just irresponsible as a podcast for us not to share this with our patrons. I mean, just saying.
There are 4 steps to using this thing.
Man.
How will we know when it's inside? That's one of the frequently asked questions. With a satisfying plop. There you go. How do I remove it? Oh, dear God.
Okay. I'm dying over here.
Oh my God, dude.
This is how my morning
Holy
was,
shit.
Dude. I popped into the clubhouse and Dre was talking about it. Like Dre was in the middle of like conversation about it. And I was just like,
thank God I'm on the private fucking.
Oh my God.
I do not need that in my algorithm. Holy shit.
Dude, if we start getting ads on our Instagram for this type of thing, dude, I'm gonna die.
Google's listening to me right now.
So good. Happy Saturday.
Okay, Google, have you ever heard of the Baldo?
Sorry, I don't understand.
Yeah, me either, bro.
You know,
welcome to the club, pal.
Jesus. Sex gets so boring that we need like these the Baldo.
I don't think like dudes who are married with kids are inventing this type of shit, right? You know, there's no way, man. There's no fucking way. And they're so grateful anytime they even get to see their wife naked. Like, fucking, are you kidding me? Like, dude, I don't need to waste any time fucking, you know, putting on some special apparatus.
All I know of Eric from Bumble Shoots, I know if his modeling skills were up to par, I know he just got himself some TPU. So if his modeling skills were up to par, I feel like you would have one of these in your mailbox soon.
You know what the sad part is, dude? Is that I know I can model the Baldo easier than I could that spatula.
Oh my God, I just almost spit my coffee all over the microphone.
That Baldo would be way easier to make.
You'd have that Baldo in your hands in no time.
Jesus. You're double Baldo'd up. Like, let's fucking go. My God, dude. Like, dude, I can't even imagine if I had that thing on and I fucking walked out of the goddamn bathroom to show my wife. Like,
yeah. Is that something you surprise your wife? I don't think that's something you surprise your wife with, right? There must be something.
Check it out.
There's got to be a conversation leading up to that. Otherwise, you're risking some serious embarrassment or just laughing you out of the room, right? Like, what kind of sexual confidence do you have to walk out with that thing on and just be like, I'm here, baby.
I don't have it. Whatever it is, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, I'm pretty fucking goofy motherfucker, but like, you know.
I think I officially.
It'd be hard to walk with that thing on, too, to be honest with you. Like, you're not going to have that thing on all day, like, it's a secret thing, you know?
Yeah. Like, sometimes you hear about girls, like, doing stuff like that, like, wearing, like, weird stuff, or, like, yeah, would you. What if your wife's like, I want you to wear the Baldo all day until you get home? Although, you know what? It might keep them from A, sticking to the leg. You know, it might keep them in place. It might keep them like in one spot.
Dude, you put that thing on too many times, your balls aren't going to be the same, bro. Like, you'd be like when those people wear those earrings with the hoop in it, right? Like, once you take that hoop out, man, it's fucking, that thing's not springing back, man.
Oh, God, man. Jeez.
Oh, God, man. I guess this is where the podcast is going, man. We're an adult themed podcast now.
Merry Christmas, man. Look, it was too good to not bring up. I was like, I cannot not tell Luke about this.
Wow. Like, I don't even know what I was going to talk about this week anymore, dude. That fucking, it's gone, man. Whatever I had in mind, my whole day is fucked now. I'm going to be sitting there thinking about this thing for fucking hours, man. Like, I know. I'm going on a guy's trip next week. You better believe I'm bringing the Baldo up. Holy shit. Oh my God.
Do you think they'll sponsor a podcast?
I mean, I don't know how fucking what we'd have to do to even breach that conversation. Dude, they got to have a fucking Instagram account, man. Hold on. Dude, like, hold on. Like, where is that fucking... let me go back to the goddamn private tab. Okay, hold on. Let me paste and go. Paste and go. Let's see. I want to see how many followers they have. How will you feel if the Baldo has more followers on Instagram than you do?
It should. This thing is revolutionary. This thing should have more followers than me.
Let's see. All right, hold on. Because I thought I saw, I mean, they got a 10% off coupon if you subscribe. So there's that. Okay, let's see. Open on Instagram. Yes. Oh, God. Here we go. They don't.
What? They're missing.
The Baldo only has 1,100. Baldo Ballsex is their account name. Oh, and they had a 50% off for fucking. What you call it? Oh my God, dude, this is fucking hilarious, dude. Look at this thing. Can you see this? God damn it! Look, you see that?
Yes.
They got that goofy ass fucking nutsack with the thumbs up and the Baldo thing on. He looks like fucking Bane from the Batman movie.
Yes, dude.
Holy shit! And all their posts have no comments. For this one, would not work with my giant newt sack. Great idea though. You're like, oh, none of their posts have comments on them. Oh, wait, here's another one that's coming. Literally, fucking looking forward to getting into this. That's from Electra Edward. I'm gonna fucking call you motherfuckers out. Who else is coming? Whoa, God ours. That's from Kvip 23. Jesus Christ. Oh, this post has two comments. Congratulations, exciting news. Best of luck with the crowdfunding. That's from Vibrating Tarot.
Which one of our patrons do you think would be the first?
Jason.
Sullivan?
Yeah.
Come on. He's too easy. He's too...
You're asking me which one of the patrons he's too wholesome. We have is the freakiest in bed? Is that what you're asking me?
No, that's not what I'm asking you. I just, you know, from our personalities that we know from our patrons, I'm just curious.
Let me think here for a second here. It's definitely not Luke Smith because he just had a second kid and fuck, man, there's no way, dude. He's got his hands full. Let's see here. I mean, Grant didn't get message last week, but I can't see Grant doing this.
What about Iowa? Otis?
Oh, Otis for sure. Like, just for the novelty of it. Yes, Otis 100%. Like, Otis is out there with the Baldo fucking jumping out behind the door to scare his wife, right? Like, what do you think, babe? You know? Like, for sure.
Kamani?
You know?
No?
I mean, Kamani might use it for other purposes. Like, he might buy it, but then, like, dude, did you guys know that you could, like, use this to eat, like, split a banana or some shit? I don't know. Like, I could totally see, like, Kamani getting it for other people. I could also see Lee sending it to me, right? Because Lee would think that's so fucking funny. And I know that Lee is like me in the sense that, like, I have a budget to a joke, right? My joke budget is like $20. If I think something's stupid and funny and it's less than $20, it's happening, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Anything above that, I got to fucking think about it, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure Lee has that same kind of thing, but his is definitely higher than mine. Lee'd be like, oh, $50? I mean, the Baldo, I saw it on sale for $30. So, like, you know, someone's getting one. I mean, that's for sure happening. I don't know. I got the Patreon list right up here. I mean, we got a new Patreon this week. This will be his last week as a patron. Nick Brim would get it for Daniel Dunlap. That'd be a good use.
I can't wait for Pete's recap of our podcast on their podcast this next week.
They recap our podcast on their podcast?
Oh, you haven't heard?
No, what's going on?
They have a new segment on their podcast called in case you missed the joinery, or like I listen, because the whole thing is Pete says he listens so they don't have to now.
Oh, perfect. What was the recap from last week? Can we start our podcast with Pete's recap from the week before? Right? Like last week on the journey, and it says Pete's just like, holy fucking shit, what's wrong with these retards? Okay, cool. Let's keep going. And this week, let's change the intro.
I love that they have a segment now recapping our podcast. That's how you know.
Now we're going to listen to their podcast. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Maybe that's what I need to do instead of listening to the podcast every week. I could just listen to Pete's recap.
There you go.
I'm so busy listening to these goddamn Dungeons and Dragons style audiobooks that my podcast listening is very minimal right now. Excited about these goddamn books. I got to listen to that. That sounds entertaining. Did they do it at the end or in the middle somewhere?
I haven't heard it yet, but Big Mike Holmes told us about it in the thread. You must not have seen that. He told us about it this week. He said, yeah, Pete's been doing a segment called What You Missed on the Joinery or why you don't have to listen to the joinery. I forget what he said it's called, but
yeah,
it's pretty funny.
Holy shit, dude. I think we're making it as a podcast. That's really what's happening here.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, who's the new patron? You didn't tell me. Or should we wait till the end? Should we wait till the end?
No, I can tell you. It's Don Patterson from What's Next Woodworking.
Oh, nice.
The guy has like 20 posts. He's got one post with himself in it. I assume he's him. He looks like a very nice gentleman. I hope he's prepared for the Instagram group. I messaged him. And I said, I just want to confirm that you supported the podcast because like the Patreon group is like consistently hilarious.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It really is. And he came in at a level that I don't think we should be offering. He's at the I really like you guys level of $9 a month.
Wow.
You know,
Don, yeah. You said? Thanks, Don.
Yeah, I mean, look, you just helped contribute to Ben getting a 3D printer.
Yeah, we appreciate you. And the next purchase of Baldos for the whole Patreon group. I mean,
to give you some perspective, Don's spending as much as Lee, Mike, and Dave together.
Don really likes us. He really likes us. Yeah. That's awesome, man.
Look, that's why Lee's a Patreon, because his joke threshold is it's like $3. Let's go. Like, it's going to be something stupid about that. Oh, God. Yeah. So he's, I'm going to have to get him into the group. Let's see if he messaged me back. You know, I get concerned when somebody's, had like 20 something posts. I'm like, yeah.
Dude, okay.
He hasn't responded back yet.
No, okay. Oh yeah. Man, it's nice to see our patrons connecting and offline and stuff, helping each other out and stuff. Like we made a connection between Ben and Jason, Ben at Wheelwood, as you call it. Jason helped him out with his laser work this week. So it's like our patrons.
Oh, that's nice.
It's not only a funny thing to be a part of, but it also you meet some people that can help you out with things and, become a little community.
I'm glad they do that shit outside of our group. That's great. Because if they fucking start talking about laser shit inside the group, I'd be fucking furious.
Oh, no. That's not allowed. You can't be productive inside the group.
No. No. the chat group will not be more productive than the podcast. I'm going to tell you right now.
We will not allow it.
Yeah. We've got, three rules in there. Don't be a fucking dick. Don't talk about politics. And don't talk about making shit.
Yeah,
like,
you that's can't. It. So funny, man.
Yeah.
Woo!
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah, man. Wow. This is fucking. This podcast. Do we end it here? Or, do we keep going? Like,
I don't know. Is this an off?
It's only 30 minutes in. Like, fucking. Shit. Like, I feel like this one should come with a warning for sure.
I definitely knew that this would be hard to come, like, be like finished. There'd be hard to get past and talk more because, like, but I was like, I cannot not bring up the Baldo, dude.
I mean, especially like because my shit list this week, right?
Yeah,
is cats, liquor stores, and Canadian holidays suck. Like, where do I go from Baldo to any of those subjects? Like,
I don't know, man.
Dude, by the way, I was talking to Woodfinity this week, right? And I know Jason had reached out to them, Sullivan, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, guy's telling me, he's like, you know, this guy reached out. He was saying all kinds of really nice things about you. And I was like, what?
What, he's Stone's like, yeah. telling like, you this? Stone's telling
yeah,
you this?
Yeah, Stone's telling you this. He's like, who? Yeah. He's like, so he's saying really nice things about you. And I'm like, who? Like that never happens, right? No one ever tells me, hey, I spoke to somebody and they said really nice things about you. Like that, like in if I had a personal review section, right, that would be nowhere to be found in there. Okay. Yeah. Imagine if you had a personal review section, what people would be saying about you.
Oh, bro. I don't even want to
taller
know.
Than expected, 4 stars.
Yeah. I would get that. I'd get that for sure.
eats more than I thought. Eats more than an average 2 people. 5 stars.
Eats more sandwiches than any human being should possibly eat.
So I'm like, well, who was it? He was like, Jason Sullivan. I'm like, what? Like, Jason was saying nice things about me? I'm like, I am so mean to him on Instagram. I love Jason, but I can't help myself, right? It's like I see like a baby eating candy. I'm just like, just give me that fucking candy. I don't fucking care. Give me that shit.
Yeah, Jason, he's that guy, man. He fucking he's part of the fun. Like he loves it. Like I think he loves it. I think he's in for it. You know what I mean? Like he's like always super nice to everybody. And you give him super so much nice. Shit. You give him so much shit.
It is totally undeserved, but I'm never gonna stop.
Nah, so. as you shouldn't, because the moment you do, then he's gonna be like, "Why is Luke not like me anymore?"
Why is Luke starting a conversation with me and he's not like saying mean shit? Like, what the fuck is going on here? That would probably make him real uncomfortable. Like when I talked about serious shit with Dave Miller, he's still fucking ass pat over that.
Exactly. Oh man.
I've never seen somebody funny. Like more interested and scared simultaneously to when I was talking. So I don't know, but if I like this idea of the review thing, right? Like, you know, if you're gonna talk about the Patreons, right? Like, you know, what do you think? Dave. Let's go with who can we talk about on the page? Let's. We don't talk about all the time.
You know, who we don't talk about enough is Grant from Dad Crafted. Apparently,
dude, did you see that fucking logo that Steve at Making It Home made for Grant?
Yeah.
Did you see that shit? Like Grant's one was great, right? But Steve's one, like. I messaged Steve. I'm like, how much do you like Grant? Like, cause it's more than I expected. He's like, I just kind of started it and it's just kept going and going. And he goes, I just couldn't stop. And I was like, I mean, I love a lot of people and I make shit with Dave, 3D Dave all the time. And like, there's definitely a cutting off point for Dave. I love him, but he's like, we're going to cut it off at some point. It's way more than I would for my family, but you know.
Yeah, no, that dude, he killed it. But I mean, you also did. You went above and beyond for Dave on his too. His is pretty fucking dope. That little sign you made.
Dude, people have been messaging me about it. They're like, bro, like it's all fucking dicks. The whole thing is dicks and anal beads and shit. I'm like, yeah,
that's the point.
So, but no, if Grant, I would say Grant would probably be at like, you know, because. I feel like Grant is like you. He's the kind of place like if he's a restaurant, right? You'd be like 3.5 stars, like okay, but whatever. And you go eat there, and you're like, it was fucking incredible. Like, why do people shit on like that'd be Grant. Like you'd see it, and it'd be like 3.5 stars, right? And like it'd be like all 5 stars, and then it'd be like a couple dickheads that were like gave him 2 stars. You know, like that's what I imagine Grant's review section would be like. It'd be like. Fucking incredible, like, you know, really unique designs, high quality stuff, 5 stars. And then they'd be like, you know, he looks funny, 2 stars. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's one of those guys that I would love to see you do the print thing with, where you guys tell each other what you print each other, and then you print the print off or whatever, you know. I think that would be funny, because I would love to see what he does for you.
It'd be cool, man. You know, and like, part of me wants to just be like, send me your G code and I'll just print whatever, you know?
Yeah.
You know, cause I have trust issues. I don't know if I could give people my login to my Bamboo.
You not done it yet? Has Dave not printed anything to you yet?
Not yet, but I will give Dave access. But the problem is that like, when you load it up into Bamboo, right, it shows your preview, right? And my thing is that, like, I would have to not print with the other printer for that whole entire time. Because if I opened it up and it accidentally showed me what was being printed, I'd be like, oh, fuck. So
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do it with this any cubic printer I got. That one's a different story.
Yeah, people have been
gonna figure out how to.
I've had a few people ask me if I've let you, like, with me and you are gonna do it, and like, I was like, I haven't. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I trust Luke enough. It's gonna be now I feel like it's gonna be a huge Baldo.
Like, I would time to model that thing, you know. Dad, like, is that a rocket ship? No, it's one that, not
one that fits over the head, like full mask, a full Baldo mask.
Dude, it's gonna be the giant nutsack with the 2 thumbs up. That's what I'm gonna print for you. So
that would be hilarious.
Oh man. I think, who would you think out of the Patreons would be the highest reviewed, like highest rated in reviews? And who do you think would be the lowest?
I mean, I'm always surprised they're here, just because, you know, they seem so well put together. Luke and Priscilla. Luke. I know it's Luke, not Priscilla, but I think they're definitely the highest rated of our patrons.
I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like Jason might be the lowest, only because I'd be shitting all over his reviews. Totally, man. The nicest guy I know. 1 star.
Oh, dude.
Man. So
I feel like we've shot our load today. No, I mean, pun intended.
Really? Well, you know, there's only one topic that we could pivot from all this ball sex conversation from, right? I can feel us trying to get away from it. But you did drop an atomic bomb on the podcast today, okay? You fucking totally, like, pulled the pin and threw it in the room, and you're like, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
Like, fucking, you totally caused
it. I couldn't help it.
Was going to happen.
I couldn't. I knew as soon as I got off Clubhouse, and I was like, I told Jeff, I'm like, I'm taking this straight to Luke, and we're going to talk about it on the podcast. Because I know they're not going to talk about it on their podcast. You know, can you imagine the Green Street Joinery? I told him, I'm all, don't worry, bro. We got you. The joinery's got you, man. Because this needs to be out there.
I mean, Pete's going to do a review of this. It's going to be like, and this, you don't have to listen to Joinery this week. All they talked about was using your balls for sex. Like,
I'm sorry, man. I feel like.
So here, I do have a way we could get away from this, right?
Oh, okay.
Let's talk about Christmas. Let's talk about Christmas.
Jingle balls.
How many Christmas songs are about sex?
They should have a candy cane colored Baldo. You think maybe?
You think Santa Claus would use the Baldo on Mrs. Claus? Like, one of his elves, like, hey, Santa, try this shit out. Like, come here, Mrs. Claus, I'm giving you the old nut sack sleigh.
The jingle Baldo? That's what it's called.
Yes. Oh God!
Oh man! Happy Hanukkah, by the way. Happy Hanukkah, sir.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. We are there.
Yeah, let's talk about family now. That's the move. we're going to my mom's house tomorrow, right, for Hanukkah, and I know my dad's going to make some kind of comment about the podcast. He's out of everybody, right? He's always hits me up on Monday if it's not there, right? He'll be like, "Hey, no podcast today, no podcast this week." I'm like, "Yeah, no." We recorded one. He's like, "Well, where is it?" And I'm like, "Well, fucking ask Ben. Like, I don't know whenever he posts when it comes out, right?"
Yeah.
I don't have a shit on a timer, you know. And he's like, "Fine, whatever." You know, and then I'll always be like, "All right, listen, it's very funny this week." I'm like, "Okay, cool." I think it reminds him of how him and his brothers talk.
Yeah.
I'm only
sad that we're not going to have this out in time for them to listen before you're there tomorrow night.
And me, that would fucking be a disaster, dude. like you know, second the kids walk out of the room, my dad will be like, "Baldo, huh? Baldo." And if you guys, Dad, if you Google it, it's BALLDO. So, and no, I'm not going to text you the link. I've already. Jesus Christ.
Go ahead.
But what? We can talk about whatever the way you want to talk. We got to pivot. We got to fill like 15 more minutes. Otherwise, Dave Miller is going to be like having to listen to music in his car. And now I know. Yeah.
Can we talk about
I talk about the podcast like we do it exclusively for the patrons, just because I don't assume anyone else listens besides them. So
I think that's strange, though. I mean, because obviously, I mean, our man Don, he came out of nowhere. So he must be listening. He must have heard us somewhere. I'm curious.
Yeah, right. Though, that makes me think that, like, wait, let me look at another. Would podcast?
Oh, are we starting to get their fans coming to us? That would be awesome.
I mean, that would be fucking crazy, right? Let's see here. I want to see where's their. They gotta have a link to their Patreon on here somewhere, right?
I'm sure they do.
I mean,
oh man!
Oh my God! They had Luke and Priscilla on their podcast. I don't even think they have a website for their podcast. Let's see. Patreon. Patron. Oh, here we go. I just wanted to see what the levels of their podcast were. I mean, for... Wait.
Like it,
dude,
love
for
it.
$2 gotta a month, it. We could... Dude, for $2 a month, we could get mentioned on their podcast. Can we use the Patreon money to sponsor their podcast so they have to mention us every time? I think that's a good investment. Oh, they have a $20 level.
Whoa.
Access to the pre-show, which is explicit. Do you think that's where they get dirty?
See, look at that, guys. We don't make you pay for the good shit here on the Jointery Podcast. You get it regardless.
I don't understand.
Wait, explicit
Dan
pre-show
sticker. Yeah, I don't understand the different levels of their.
See, they would have made you. They would have charged you $20 a month to hear about the Baldo. We give it to you for free.
I mean, like, really, the $2 level. It's you love us short time. I think that's appropriate. So.
That's funny.
I don't know. I mean, they have 102 members. That's good.
Wow.
Shit.
They have 102 patrons. Holy moly. They're
kicking
ass.
We have
ass.
Way more than I expected, though, to be honest with you, man. I mean,
well, we're up to like what, 15, 17, 16? 20,
no, 26, bro.
We're up to 26. Holy
moly. Well, we have 25 because I'm on this list. But yeah, it's 26 people, man.
Hell yeah, so, guys. You guys kick ass, dude. We love you guys.
I mean, we do. I mean, Ben got a 3D printer because of you guys. So fuck yeah. So, and that's why your shirts aren't coming anytime soon.
Oh, okay.
Here comes the bus. That's not true. I'm going to take blame for that one. What were we talking about before I completely derailed this?
Hanukkah. You're going to your mom's.
That'd be nice.
So, are you bringing the jelly donuts?
Dude, jelly donuts aren't a fucking thing, man.
Bro, I have visual evidence that Bitmoji even believes me. I mean, like, I don't understand. Like,
then I'm going to start fucking saying fake shit about what comes with Christmas, right?
I mean, obviously, like, I mean...
Christmas is kind of a grab bag of everything anyways. I mean,
yeah, I was going to say, Christmas is... Oh, have you watched... Oh, damn it. That's the other thing. Have you seen... Speaking of Christmas... Have you seen Violent Nights yet?
Oh yeah, with the guy from Stranger Things.
Yes. Have you seen that movie? Holy moly!
Really aggressive. Like that's he's stuck in that fucking house, and he like
it's like Home Alone. Yeah, it's like a very adult version of Home Alone, a very violent version of Home Alone.
Yeah, but Santa's the one at Home Alone, and he's fucking killing everybody.
Dude, if you guys haven't watched that movie, holy moly, go right now and watch it tonight. That's one of my new favorite Christmas movies. I mean, geez. I mean,
have you watched that show on Netflix, Obliterated?
That's the one. Yes, that's the show that we.
Oh, right.
Called you about. Yeah.
Holy shit, that show is amazing.
That show is. Did you watch any more?
Gen V. Did you watch any more? Last night we watched. I watched a movie that ChatGPT might have written the script for. It was called Switch. Okay. It was with Ed Helms and Jennifer Garner, and it was the classic tale of a cosmic event switches the personalities in different bodies.
Okay, right? so like a Freaky Friday or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. But the twist on this is the whole family switched, right? Daughter became the mom, the son became the dad, and the dog and the son switched. They had a little baby boy, and it switched with the dog. So like they had like a CGI version of the baby running around the house like a dog and like eating out of dog bowls and like shit like that. They'd CGI'd a tongue on this baby. It was like licking up the water. And I was like, holy shit. It is the most predictable movie like that I could ever. Jackie was like, I passed out at the end. What happened? I go, exactly what you expected in the style of a Target commercial. Like,
so is this like, a new, like, is this a new movie? Or
yeah,
is
it
this
just came old? Out. It's a new Christmas movie.
Okay.
Yeah,
they that
it
idea
was very awkward and uncomfortable.
Yeah,
so that but idea it was just a cash grab.
It won't die. They just keep remaking that movie.
Yeah, they were like, hasn't this happened like two or three times before? And then they're like, yeah, but this time we're gonna do it as a whole family, including the dog.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the twist,
right?
You know, you weren't expecting the dog. You know,
the dog, no. And the dog saved the day at the end. So,
yeah, Violent Night was a great movie. Did you get into any more Die Hard yet? Have you got to 2 yet?
I've not. I was gonna watch it last night, but after watching that fucking Ed Helms, it's called Switch.
Watching
that shit, I was like, oh god, I fucking feel gross. So then I watched a stand-up special. You know, where this guy, he was a, you know, big guy, and he had one bit where he was talking about how the bathroom at a big and tall store deserves like a Purple Heart, you know, just because of the work that it's put in, you know. I was just like, oh my God, dude. Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. Anyways, yeah, that Obliterated show is fucking great, man. I watched the whole thing.
I can't wait to see the second episode because the first episode, the dude flying off of the helicopter after eating an entire bowl of mushrooms and guacamole. I mean, there's no way that doesn't go well.
And madness ensues, and it's kind of campy. It's kind of got an old school like feel to it. They're not taking themselves very seriously at all at any point in the show. But it's not cheesy. You know what I mean? It's kind of,
my buddy Chris, man, recommended to me. And anytime my buddy Chris recommends anything to me, it is always the maximum amount of ridiculous. I mean, he he recommends movies to me like Velocipastor, where it was like the preacher becomes the T-Rex, right? And Llamageddon, right? And like, I don't know, man. That guy one time we were like we're like, hey, we should go watch the Evil Dead movie, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. So we went out drinking beforehand, right? And then we will go into the movie and I sneak in like a fifth of Jack Daniels, right? And I literally filled half of my Coke up, right?
Yeah.
And he did too, like a big one. And then we just split the whole bottle of Jack Daniels between the two of us.
Oh my right? God.
And we were watching this movie, okay? And we were so fucked up that like the theater that we went to, I always laugh because this theater is like in a little bit of a, you know, it used to be a sketchy neighborhood, but like everybody talks in this theater. Like if you go to this theater, you just got to expect people are going to be talking, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And we're in this theater and I am hammered, like fucking completely like going to throw up later 100%, right?
Yeah.
And like every time something scary is about to happen, I start bawling laughing. Right, I'm like, don't go in there, motherfucker! Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and then the guy gets killed. I'm like, oh shit! I'm laughing. Fucking, this is fucking hilarious, dude. Everybody around me, like, you would think, like, normally they'd be telling me to shut up, right? But yeah. I had everybody around me laughing so hard. At least I'm drunk. That's what I felt like it was.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, maybe it wasn't, but. I'm like this, and like we walked out of there. He was like, I can't go see movies with you anymore. I'm like, I'm gonna throw up. Let's get tacos, right?
Puke and rally.
Oh yeah.
Oh like, man, that's so funny.
He always recommends like horrible movies to me.
Well, he didn't recommend a horrible. He didn't recommend a horrible show because this is a good show. It's funny.
Oh, he was like, you got to watch Obliterated. And I was like, okay. He's like, it's like an 80s action movie.
Yeah, and exactly.
That's all he said.
Exactly what it is. It's like a kind of campy, kind of old school feel to it. I mean, Ponyboy's in it, bro. From Outsiders. Whatever the fuck his name is. I can't think of his name off the top of my head. But he plays Haggerty, the old bomb tech who's fucked up, who made the salt. Who
I mean,
made
you the see guacamole. His dick in the first episode. So,
yeah. Oh, bro. That's the one thing. You see, there's a lot of nudity. You see a lot of dick. And I mean, when I say a lot of dick, I mean a lot.
The boys is.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing about, that's one thing I meant to bring up. I wanted to talk to you about is I feel like at some point they were just like, you know what, man? You've seen enough tits in every show for the like ever, you know, growing up, and in every movie there's tits and tits and tits and tits. Now, like, all of a sudden, I don't know where the barrier broke down, but it's like I feel like they cannot wait to show us big dicks in like all these shows now. That's like the new thing. Like, I feel like every show I see now.
I will say that I've seen more dicks than boobs and fucking vaginas, like in movies over the last few TV shows for the last few years, man.
It's crazy.
It's mostly fucking. It's like all dicks, man.
Yeah, I feel like they were like, you know what? It's time. The time is now, and it's they opened the floodgate, and now it's like that. They're like they're not scared to show dick. You never see like, and that's a weird thing too. It's like you don't see. They're not showing like vaginas and stuff. It's not like that's still like. You know what I mean? There's no girls that are just like sitting there spread eagle on the show. You know what I mean? But they'll show like the fucking huge ass, you know, it's just funny to me.
Dude, there are a couple dick scenes in that Gen V show.
Yeah.
That were outrageously funny, awkward. And like, I just was like, holy shit. Like, yeah. I'm sitting there watching this. And I'm like, dear fucking Lord. And I look over, Jackie's like passed out on the couch. I'm like, man, like, okay.
I just say this show could have been sponsored by Baldo. That's all I'm saying. I
mean, oh my god, that fucking Baldo, dude, the fucking that Baldo shit, man. Holy fucking shit! Like, I this is why I tell Ellie she can't listen to the podcast.
Oh, bro, this episode for sure. This is not kid friendly. I'll make sure to hit that, tick that box on the YouTube when I go to upload.
Yeah. A lot of nutsack talk this week.
Not made for kids.
I mean, can you imagine the first time putting that thing on, bro? Right? like you're like, I don't know, man. I don't know if this is right. And then all of a sudden, like, according to the website, you hear the plop or the, what was it?
The plop. The plop.
You're like, oh, it's on. It's on. It's on.
The satisfying plop. Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, that's so funny. And
then
funny.
You're going to put that inside somebody else. Oh, my God. It's like, like the science behind it just doesn't add up for me, man. There's some angles a protractor cannot fucking solve, bro. Dude, this is going to be the episode two that either like our podcast might blow up after this, or this could be the end of our podcast.
This could be. It is. Get us out of here, man.
Did you loop it yet?
I haven't looped it. I keep forgetting to loop it. But
all right, well, that's fine.
It's fine.
Since I forgot Grant from Dadcrafted last week, should I mention him in between every person this week?
I almost texted you and said we were going to do this whole episode and mention him like every 5 minutes. But
this episode has been sponsored by Grant from Dadcrafted and his generous love of the podcast. Grant is a beautiful human, rated 3.5 stars on Instagram. Check him out at Dad Crafted or wherever dads get crafty around you. So thank you to our gorgeous podcasters. Kyle Foot for the footwork woodworking. By the way, Kyle, do you like, so now that Kyle's switching jobs, do you think that Kyle's going to have a new look?
Ooh, I hope he doesn't change his look. It's a classic look.
I hope he experiments with it, but he always goes back to the handlebar. That's what I hope for.
Yeah.
Matthew Girard from the Wooden Moustache. Give it free rides all day, baby.
He shared a photo of himself without his mustache this year or this week. And that was that was weird. That was really weird.
Yeah. I give that photo of Matthew with no mustache 1 star. Wait, dude, I got to stop when you stop the music? Is it like musical chairs? No,
I you got to remind me to fucking loop this shit. It's so annoying.
Dude, you're asking the worst person in the world to fucking remind you of anything.
Anybody out there in the Patreons, help me remember to loop this shit, dude.
Yeah.
I forget to do it.
Dude, or like, Kamani, can you like take this song and then insert like a solo of you rapping about biscuits, right? And then come back to it? Like, that'd be dope, dude. Fucking, I want to hear Kamani rapping about breakfast foods.
I think Lee needs to do this as a lip sync on Friday or something.
Oh my God, dude. You know what? That would be so funny. Like if he could Photoshop himself in, like where he's playing piano while he's singing next to it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he'd have to sit there and, I mean, I could learn the lyrics of this song.
Dude, this song is so popular. It was trending on Instagram this week. I was scrolling through trending music, and this song was one of the trending songs. I was like, dude.
And the original video is incredible.
Yeah.
So, all right. The Big Mike Holos for the Broken Lead Woodworks. Hopefully you treated yourself. You're at the mall, bro. Dave, One Grit Wirt. That motherfucker is way too nice to me. He's like the opposite of Jason. He actually does a lot of shit for me. My mom, Elise Gelman. Sorry about this episode, Ma. How it goes. Sorry. I'm going to text her, tell her not to listen to this week's podcast. Tim from Turk Works. Dave the Thriller Miller. He's got a beard like a Baldo. You know? I mean, it's true. Billy Estes from the Simple Wood Woodco. I'm fucking crying right now. Corey Stanley from Odyssey CNC, the unofficial lube of the podcast. Hey, if you need to lube your Baldo, Eric from Bumble Shoots. Alan from Ormworks, the Collingwood Canoe Company. I don't even know that dude's name, to tell you the truth. I'd have to fucking look it up. That's Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, it's right, Larry Fitzgerald. Right. Yeah.
Which is not his real name. I mean, there's no way he's an ex-wide receiver for the fucking Cardinals. There's no way.
Arizona University graduate.
Fucking, of course he is.
He did every commercial at Larry Fitzgerald back in the day for that university. Anyways,
go on. Oh, yeah. Dude, we forgot last week, Grant from Dad Crafted. Did I say Grant from Dad Crafted? Grant from Dad Crafted.
Yeah.
Ryder from Ryder's Custom Creations. Ryder, Kyle just did the whole big speech about where he's been this year. You're due, brother. You gotta fill the people in. The Canadian Thunder, Jason Sullivan from JM Sullivan Toolbags. Is Jason, though, he's not from Canada, right? He's like from Newfoundland, right?
Newfoundland. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is like saying you're from Chicago, but you really are out in Naperville. So, Kamani from it'll be like if you said you're from LA, be like, no, you're really from
Canada. Yeah, that's the joke. From LA. You grew up in Anaheim. Yeah, whatever.
Dude, by the way, my daughter did a research report. Wait, pause the music for a second. This is important. My daughter did a research report on hailstorms, and do you know that the biggest hailstorm ever was in Riverside County, California?
Shut up.
Yeah, it was like gigantic. It was like the size of a volleyball.
Holy shit. I'm glad I didn't live there in that.
Jeez. Yeah. Okay, let's get going. All right, put the music back on. All right. Kamani from Van Stray Designs. The fine folks at P.L. Smith. Now... the quad squad. Otis.
So, yeah.
Wait, what? No,
I was just going to say, we're so glad to hear that everything, you know.
Yep.
That Priscilla's still with us. You know what I mean? That was a scary moment. But yeah, thank God.
Terrifying, dude. He fucking told me about that shit, and I had chest pains.
Yes.
You know, I you know. Woo! Anyways, good job, man. Good job on living, Priscilla. We appreciate that. Glad you pulled through. Murdoch from Pine and Elite Woodworks. He's got the energy of a man trying on the Baldo for the first time. Photoshop that motherfucker. Dude, I will never, like, every time I think of him now, I think of like him crashing in that tree with his bicycle.
Yeah.
Nip from Nick Brim Woodworks. Judd from Nivis and Sons. Your apocalypse BFF Justin from Campfire Woodworks. He has been absent lately.
Yeah.
Where you at, brother? Speaking of absent, Tracy from Mac and Tracy Woodworks. And Ben from Wheel Wood Designs. And our newest patron, Don from What's Next Woodworking. Thanks, Don.
Hey, Don.
Welcome to the party, pal. Welcome to the party, pal. Dude, we should get that audio of Bruce Willis yelling, "Welcome to the party, pal." Every time we get a new Patreon, you can play that.
I'll do that right after I loop this fucking track. Come on.
You totally forget that. You're going to fucking rip
right
the
on top of that, Rose.
Yeah, right? I wonder who is. Do you know the name of the lady who sings this song? Taste the Biscuits. No.
Anyway, while he's looking that up, I'll say thank you to everybody who is a patron, and we love you guys. We appreciate you for all your support. And if you want to be a patron, like our good friend Dawn, who just joined up, go ahead and click the link at the bottom of every episode and choose how you want to support this podcast.
Dude.
Yeah.
The Taste of Biscuits thing? This article... It tastes the goodness, right?
Yeah.
And this article in Rolling Stone says it's been a viral hit for over a decade.
Oh, wow. We're late to the party, but we're in it.
It's a constant delight. Oh, my God. I'm going to read this article, man. Like
this is...
I mean... Chrome Beach Biscuit Lady, I think that's her name. After user Jenner Sparkle 74 came up with the documented combo, others followed. Oh my God, dude. I can't, dude.
You can't pull yourself away from it or what?
I mean, I don't know, man. I honestly, all I want to do is read reviews for the Baldo. Like, I wish it was on Amazon. You think it's on Amazon? There's no way it's on Amazon, right?
Are you gonna search it or am I?
You're gonna search it. You've already deep dived. You already deep dived on the Baldo.
Oh, bro, Baldo for testicles, right there.
On Amazon?
Oh wait, it said it in the description, but when I clicked on it, it's not there. It's not there.
For real?
No. It is.
Did you spell it right?
B A double L D O. How else do you spell it? That sounds like the jingle. B A double L D O.
How else are you gonna fucking spell it?
How else are you gonna fucking spell it?
So it's not on Amazon?
It's not on Amazon.
Oh no, hold on. I gotta look now. I'm gonna start a new incognito window. Baldo.
You're like my fucking daughter. You don't trust me. I swear to God. My wife's already got my daughter fucking not believing me.
Wow. I tried a sex toy that allows you to have sex with your balls. Holy shit. This is a whole article about how this guy tried the Baldo. And the picture on the article is hilarious. This is on Vice, dude. Of course, Vice.
Yeah, they were on one of the. They were on the bottom of the. You know how you go to something and they list everything that it's been mentioned on. Vice was on the in that list.
Dude, it says right here the instructions say you should consult your GP before using the Baldo. But it's hard enough to get an appointment at the best of times. Never mind when it's, you know, because you want to fuck someone with your balls. So instead, I rang Dr. Shamir Shvagingi, the clinical technology lead at Lloyd's Pharmaceutical, and asked him about the ED claims. Oh, my God, dude. Like,
As seen on Cosmopolitan, CG, Howard Stern, Inside Hook, Mel, Medium, Vice, Playboy, Wired, Film Daily, Star Daily, Tag 24, Extra, Sex Cells. Man, this thing's been seen everywhere, bro. It's been seen everywhere.
This article about this guy, I'm just skimming it, right? Is so ridiculous. Do they think they're going to cause a sexual revolution as the makers claim? No, I hope not. I really hope for the vulvas of the world. I think got a good old ball squeeze will do the job. Oh my God, dude.
You're welcome, by the way.
It was the worst sex toy I've ever tried. And that includes one that was like an ink fucking inkjet printer. Oh my God.
What the fuck?
Oh my God, dude. Fuck. Holy shit, dude. You should look up this this article for the Baldo review on the Vice, man. This thing is like so uncomfortable to read this thing. Like I'm fucking rubbing my face like as I read this thing because I'm just like, oh man.
Is this the end of the world, bro? Are we there?
We are no longer. We're low, dude. They fucking raised 80,000 euro on an Indiegogo campaign. Holy shit!
You know those euros? They're freaks over there.
Oh my God!
Do you think?
I definitely think
Turk has one.
Oh, Tim from Turk Wars? Yeah, he's got to have one, man. They don't look at sex in the UK like they do here.
Yeah. Oh man.
Oh my God, dude. This article is just, oh my God, dude. The main problem is that trying to fuck someone with your balls is like simultaneously attempting to push two bowling balls through the machine that delivers them to the players. Like, oh my fucking God. Holy shit. This guy gave it the college try, man. Oh my God.
All right, let's get out of here.
He talks about trying different positions that didn't work. Right? Like, what happened to his woman? Oh my God. Okay, I gotta close this, dude. Holy shit. Oh, man. It has been a minute since I was this uncomfortable on my own podcast. Man, take a deep breath, everybody. Let me just tell you guys, okay? If you are listening to this podcast, okay, and you're sitting in your car and wherever you're parked in front of, right, that you should have gone in there 10 minutes ago, right, but we keep fucking talking about the Baldo, okay? First of all, I'd like to say I'm not sorry because I don't fucking care, okay? But what I will say is you got to pull your shit together, okay? So you can do this by fucking, yeah, pull your shit together, okay, because you got to go fucking talk to adults now or your kid's teacher or some stupid shit. So take a deep breath, okay?
Yeah.
Like five of those, right? Okay? Yeah. Just fucking shake your hands out, right? Like this, you know? Just shake them out, okay? Maybe do some mild stretching in the car, right? Like grab your knees and like twist your back a little, okay? And then think about your you know, like, you know, something. I don't. You gotta fucking get your shit together. Good luck with that. All right. Thanks, everybody. Taste the biscuits. Take it away, Tim.
Later, guys.
Taste the biscuits. Holy fucking shit. Seriously.
The Conman Creative Production. Text us anytime at 908-768-2664 or send us a message on our Instagram, The Jointery Podcast. You can find Ben at Condorosa Creations or Luke at Luke in the Garage. Everywhere that social media is sold. That's garage, not garage. Say it properly.